Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
How big is God? Now that's a difficult question, right? Ask 10 people and you will probably get 10 different answers. Ask a South American deep in the jungles of Colombia, and he may lead you to a primitive hut. From a narrow shelf just under a hand-thatched roof, he may take down a beautifully polished statue and hold it out saying, "God is this big." As you observe the artifact he holds in his hands, you notice it bears a striking resemblance to the man who holds it. Ask a stockbroker in Tokyo, Manila, how big is God, and he might respond, "Well, that all depends on the stock market, or your bank account, or the scope of your influence." He carefully avoids your question, but you sense that he is really saying, "Materialism has become my God. For all that really counts in my life is what I can see and get my hands on." He's not interested in anything that he can't put in the bank or consider to be an asset. If you went to a campus and asked a college professor how big is God, you might be greeted with a look of incredulity. You know, there's a new breed of atheists out there who are convinced that there is no God, and their mission in life is to ensure that you also do not believe in God. Well, suppose you stopped a college sophomore and you ask him that same question. He might respond and ask, "Now, is that a question that I'll have on a test?" But then getting serious, he might say, "God, I don't think much about God, and I won't until I'm an old man ready to die. Right now, I'm living. Who knows how long we have till some politician pushes the button and blows us all off the earth. Now's my time for fun." But the question remains, how big is God? One of the oldest of all historical dramas took place in the book of Job in the Bible. About the time of Abraham, or possibly even before, Job looked up to heaven and asked the same question. Then he said, "Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deeper than the depths of the grave. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea." Job would say, "No, God is bigger than anything that can be fathomed." It is little wonder the psalmist declared, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom." Just how big is God? It's a difficult question to answer, but of one thing I am certain. He is bigger than your financial need. How big is God? Greater than the need of your life, greater than the problem that confronts your business, your home, or your marriage. He is bigger than the energy crisis, bigger than the conflict that divides individuals and groups and even nations. How big is God? Certainly, he is bigger than the greatest need of your heart. God still says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Bottom line, God is greater than your wildest imagination. However, he is limited by only one thing, your refusal to let him work in your life. He invites you to come to him, but he never forces his will upon you. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavily burdened. I will give you rest." It's his invitation to you to discover how great God really is.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.